Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Many people know that the Montana Family Foundation is involved in public policy from a Judeo-Christian perspective. In fact, it's the core set of beliefs and values upon which this nation was founded. Parts of our Constitution were taken directly from the Bible, the same Bible that's under attack today from groups on the far left. Every day, we get calls and emails alerting us to new attacks, either in the legislature, in the courts, or at the local level, urging us to get involved as though we were some kind of quick reaction strike force available by dialing 911. And while we do engage in these fights, to view us that way is to miss the point. We don't see ourselves as a one-stop solution available at the press of a button. We see ourselves as a connector, a conduit, and a collator of information to empower citizens across the state to engage effectively in public policy in their own sphere of influence. Numerous times over the past several months, folks have come to us with major problems and asked us to solve those problems for them. They're often dismayed when I tell them that we don't have the time or the resources to fight every fight, and frankly, that's not our job. A representative republic such as ours requires active citizen participation to work. We all have to be involved. So when I say that the Montana Family Foundation is a connector, a conduit, and a collator, what I mean is that we give citizens the tools that they need to engage. We connect folks with the right people who can help with their particular problem. We're a conduit so that information flows through us to help citizens engage, and we collate information so that we have the answers when you call. The most recent example is the Common Core curriculum that's being implemented across the state until recently behind the back of the legislature. It's a huge issue, and we need folks to start new groups dedicated specifically to that issue. Another great example happened this week in Laurel when citizens took it upon themselves to pick up where Governor Bullock left off. If you remember, during the past two legislative sessions, we've pushed a bill to force schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. It's called the opt-in bill, and it came about as the result of the Helena School District teaching comprehensive sex education beginning in kindergarten. The legislature passed the opt-in bill twice, only to have it vetoed by Governor Schweitzer and Governor Bullock. In his veto letter, Governor Bullock said that this was a local issue that should be dealt with by local school boards. Taking their initiative from the governor, citizens in Laurel have asked the school board to adopt the opt-in policy that was passed by the legislature. This is what citizen involvement looks like, and it's the type of involvement that we at the Montana Family Foundation can help facilitate. We can't be everywhere, but we can help people to realize that they have more power than they think they have if they'll just use it. There's an old saying that the world is run by those who show up. A small minority has changed our culture because they show up and we don't. If you're ready to make a difference, give us a call. We'll show you how. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.